Howdy, and welcome to PostgreSQL Podcasts. This is the first ever that I, Josh Berkus, am doing. And I'm talking to Peter Eisentrout about the recent alpha release of PostgreSQL 8.5. So, Peter, why don't you talk a little bit about yourself first? How are you involved with Postgres?
Well, I'm involved. I've been in the Postgres project for about 10 years, so I've done a lot of things over the years. I do mainly development, and I do some release management, and I try to figure out community processes and translation work, documentation work. I've done advocacy, I've done trade shows, and that's...
Yeah, you're on the core team, though, yes?
Oh, yeah, that is true, yes. I'm also in the core team, which is kind of the release management team. So for my various release management roles, I play a role there.
Okay, and what other projects are you involved with?
At the moment, I'm, besides Postgres, mainly involved in Debian. I've done a little bit of work in other projects in the past, for example, eGruber. And I've been involved in the docbook development, which I'm technically still am, but I haven't done anything in years. So mainly at the moment, Postgres and Debian.
Okay. And where do you work right now?
I work at F-Secure. It's a computer security antivirus company that is based in Helsinki in Finland. And I am working in a group that manages and does development for databases, obviously, that basically store all the the virus samples that we have collected, and we do some processing on that.
Okay. And are you from Finland?
No, I'm not from Finland. I'm from Germany originally. I have also lived in the States for about 5 years, and I moved to Finland a year ago, pretty much exactly, to get married. And my wife lives here, so I'm also here now.
Okay. Well, for the main reason why we're having this call, PostgreSQL Project recently put out an alpha release for version 8.5. Does that mean that there's a beta release coming next?
Not next. There will obviously be a beta release eventually, but the I guess we're sort of using this alpha naming a little bit differently than some people might expect. We are planning to have alpha releases in regular intervals during the development. So the first alpha release is not the complete feature set of what we expect for 8.5. And we'll have more alpha releases throughout the development cycle as snapshots at that point in time. And then once we're finished with all the alpha releases, then there will presumably be a beta release that has then the complete feature set that we plan to release.
Okay. So now this is a new thing for PostgreSQL.
Yes, we've in the past, the Postgres project has usually only had development for many months, and then there was a beta release and a few more beta releases when there was problems to be fixed, and then release candidates and then a release, and we're putting the alpha releases before the beta releases now. That's a new thing.
Okay, so why is the project doing alpha releases now?
Well, my personal motivation for that was came up during the last beta cycle, actually, where I was doing release preparation tasks, and a lot of those turned out to have problems. For example, I was working on release management scripts, on documentation preparation, and so on. And those sort of things had problems in them. We had to do some fixes and some discussions and so on. And this dragged on and had me actually working late at night and to do fix-ups because we only had a couple of days before we wanted to release and so on. And so I started thinking we could have figured these things out much earlier. And But we don't really have the opportunity to actually practice this release management much, because we can only do it once when it matters. So the first motivation is that we can actually practice the release management earlier, and possibly also get other people involved in release management that way, since we have more room to practice. The other motivation is more of a propaganda motivation, I guess. It's just that we have we basically get the word out faster about new features. Usually there's no news from the Postgres project for about 8 months, and then we have a beta release, and people, you know, get the first view of the feature list, and then people start trying them out, and then people start complaining about stuff we developed half a year ago. And this way we get the word out faster, and people can get a sneak preview. And it's kind of working. You can follow the media a little bit and the Twitter streams and the blogs and so on. People are posting about this already. We actually didn't do a whole lot of announcement about it, but people are already looking into it. So it kind of worked already.
Well, that's good to hear. So what are some of the features that are in this alpha release?
Well, we have there's no real theme about it. It's just the patches that have arrived. A couple things I would be interested in are, for example, we have deferred unique constraints, which is something that has actually been a plain bug in Postgres ever since it was invented. So you couldn't do update set x equals x plus 1. If you had an index on X.
Right. Although and, I believe I added that to the to-do list back in 99.
Did you? Okay, well, it's basically been broken. It's been basically broken since forever. And now someone just came out of the woods. I don't know where he came from or who he works for, but he basically got it fixed within a couple of weeks, which is really exciting. That's the sort of thing that happens. Other things, for example, we can now output explain plans in XML and JSON formats, and then hopefully people will build tools around that to parse that and make pretty interfaces to it. Not really sure how that's going to end up being used, but at least it gives people more opportunities now. One thing I developed myself was a new byte A output format. So instead of this crazy old format we had, you can now have a hex format, kind of a standard format usually used for binary data. And just for that, I would actually love to use 8.5 right now, because the old format is crazy. And a bunch of other improvements. We have some T-search and new T-search stuff, which I have not looked into in detail. We have multi-threaded PGBench, so we can make reasonable use of PGBench again. It was kind of getting more and more useless, because the client side was getting the bottleneck and not the server. So that works better now. Yeah, I think those are the highlights, and there are a bunch of other performance improvements and bug fixes that we haven't really listed.
Okay. The release announcement also lists some improvements to how Postgres is built. Is there anything you'd like to say about those in general?
Which one are you referring to?
There's just a whole list of things.
Let me look it up. I actually have it here.
Okay.
Well, one thing I was working on, and this was sort of, it was not really tied to the alpha release, but it was something I wanted to get. This is exactly the thing I was talking about earlier, the release management scripts and things you only do once a year, and then you can't really test them a whole lot. One thing that has been weird about Postgres since forever is that the way the documentation is built when you do a release, it's built separately, put in a tarball, and the tarball is placed on, I think, an FTP server, and then downloaded from that, and then placed into the full source tarball and something like that, and it's been completely weird since forever. The man pages are even more strange, because you have to manually generate them and then fix them up and put them somewhere, and nobody really knew how that worked. And I kind of rewrote that whole thing. I looked for a new toolchain to generate the man pages and found something and rewrote that whole thing. And now basically the documentation is just built and installed as files, and nothing strange is going on anymore. Which has the advantage that anyone can now go and just go into the Postgres source tree, do configure, make dist prep, and then they have the same release that everyone else has. including all the documentation and the man pages and all the other files. So that works much more sanely now. And
That's good to hear. So people are going to go out and download this alpha release source code, I guess, yes?
I presume. I hope some people will download it.
Okay, so what should they do with it once they've downloaded it?
Well, they can. I would hope that people will go through some of the features and see if their applications will still work with them. For example, this byte-if format might break some applications. There is a configuration option. You can switch it back to the old format. But I suspect there will be some breakage, and people can prepare themselves for that. Another idea would, for example, be to use this new explain XML or JSON output format and start building some applications around that. And that would be good to start doing now, because once the actual release comes out, you want to have those tools ready and not start developing them now. Then at that point, also trying out the multi-threaded pgbench, for example, you can actually use that to benchmark older releases even. So you can just use that as a pgbench final release basically and do better benchmarks for that. So there's no real agenda to please do this sort of testing. You can just pick the features you're interested in and play around with them and hopefully give us feedback if they don't work the way you thought they would work.
Okay. So is there going to be more alpha releases?
There will be more alpha releases. How many is kind of unknown at the moment. There's currently a debate going on in the hacker community about how this release cycle will end up working. There is the debate currently is whether we will have 3 or 4 commit fests, and at the end of every commit fest you would have an alpha release. Although I think actually at the end of the last commit fest you would not have another alpha release, because that's when the beta would come out. So since we already had one alpha, then that would leave either 1 or 2 alphas, I guess, if we go with the 3 commit fests idea. So there will be 1 or 2 more alphas, it would be my guess at the moment. We should probably actually decide on that fairly soon.
Is there are there any features that you're expecting to be in the next alpha?
Well, the preview of what could be in the next alpha is already up in the commit fest management software. You can just go in there and see what patches are there. Obviously, not all of those will get ready, but there are some interesting features in performance improvements. For example, some join performance improvements, partitioning improvements, something about vacuum I saw. A number of punctual improvements for various procedural languages are up, so that would be something that could interest some people. We have major feature sets outstanding in the area of replication, but I personally don't think those will get ready for the next alpha, but hopefully the one after that. But that's very unclear at the moment.
Okay. Now, I understand that you had another, probably more exciting delivery this last week.
Yes, we actually made another release last week. That was my wife giving birth to a baby boy. That was very exciting, and the community is also very happy about that.
What's his name?
We have not decided on a name yet.
Okay.
I guess they're not really that urgent about that in Finland here, but it should come up with something this week, I guess.
As long as it's not Sloaney.
No, that I was actually sort of thinking about joking around with Slonik or something, but we have to kind of avoid names of other community members, so they wouldn't. But it's we have a very short list now.
Okay. Well, congratulations on becoming a father and getting out an alpha release in the same week.
Yeah, that was actually very, very complicated, because I was in the middle of doing the preparations, and then was called off to the hospital, actually, and had no laptop with me, obviously, and it was quite busy. So somehow we managed that, though. Maybe the next one will be easier.
Okay. Any other thoughts you want to share with Postgres users, developers, before we sign off?
Well, one thing I was hoping for these alpha releases is that I will probably be managing the next one as well. But I would certainly invite other people to become involved in it and practice being release managers for a week, perhaps, and then that way get more people involved in the release management process and hopefully get the final releases out a bit faster that way. That's a bit wishful thinking, I guess, but hopefully something can work out in that way.
Okay. Well, thank you. For people who are just listening to this and not seeing it on my blog, PostgreSQL is found at www.postgresql.org, where you can find links to the alpha release. The commit fest that Peter mentioned is commitfest.postgresql.org, and you can keep track of Postgres development there. Thank you very much, and hopefully we will be having more of these Postgres development podcasts in the future.
Thank you. Bye-bye.